Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start. Dude, okay, so it's 10:15 p.m. I actually called in to work tomorrow. I don't want to go in. And so if anybody hears this from work and bummer. It's my leave. I'm going to use it how I want. So anyway, lots of shit's happened today and yesterday. And I can't remember where I wrote about it. I added some ideas. Where did I write those ideas? Maybe we'll just talk about one at a time. So today, I actually went and looked at this townhome that I want to buy or that I want to rent because I don't have the money to buy, but it's all good. I have different views with that. Yeah, it's nice to buy a house and to invest in your home and have that money be a return on investment later on. That's sweet. But when you're renting, you don't got to worry about shit. You rent, something breaks, something doesn't work. You just go, yo, I need it fixed. And they say, sweet, we'll be there. And then it's fixed. I don't got to worry about shit. And I like that. I like that a lot. So that's not to say I'm not going to not own a home or anything in the future. I definitely will. But it's very easy. I don't know. Anyway, so I looked at a townhome. And it is perfect. And it got even more perfect today when I spoke with the guy because of the information that he told me. And so, with that being said, unofficially, I'm going to have my own place yet again for the third time in June. And so now what we're doing is we're going to work as hard as we possibly can to get even more money. I don't know how I'm going to do that in the context of my job. We're going to make it happen. I got a really good deal on it. And there's no way that I can pass this up. It's closer to my job. It's going to save me about 40 minutes of drive time per day. It's in essentially in the same parking lot as a gym, EOS Fitness, which is great. It is about 3 minutes down the road from a 24/7 grocery store. It is maybe 3 minutes away from the freeway entrance. It's 5-6 minutes away from one of the bigger malls we have in northern Utah. And yeah, it just checks off all the boxes, man. It's got a water spigot in the garage. It's a 2-car garage. It's got 3 levels. It's great. And it checks off all the boxes. And it's affordable. The rent could even be doubled. No, not tripled. It could be doubled and I could still live, you know, a lot more tight for sure, but comfortably. And so that's awesome. And the only reason that I'm able to do that, and this goes back to which episode is it? This goes back to, don't know. Which episode is it? Let's check. This goes back to episode 143, Hard Life Now, Easy Life Later. So I'm doing a lot of shit right now. And that's giving me a lot of freedom and opportunity and choices and options to kind of pick and choose what I want to do. If I wasn't working every day, then I wouldn't have these options. I wouldn't have these opportunities present themselves. This particular place that I'm looking at wouldn't be an option. But because I'm willing to work this hard and do all this shit every day, I have more opportunities come my way. And it's awesome. So that being said, here's the nitty-gritty details because it'll be cool to look back on. So it is March 12th, 2024. And rent for this particular townhome is $1,800. That's not including the internet, the tax, the water, sewage, garbage, electric, gas, not including any of that. So if you want to throw all that in there, maybe it's, I don't know, $2,000. And that's a fuck ton of money. But because I've set myself up with the work that I'm doing now and where I'm projected to be in January of next year, just with all the raises and stuff that I'll be getting and the cost of living and just everything I got going on, I'll be able to afford all of this and pocket $2,200 per month. So paying this much in rent, which is a shit ton, didn't want to, but it's too good to be true, and I'm excited. If I were to double the rent, double all that, and if I had to spend $4,200 a month in rent and everything, then I could still afford it, and that's not a flex, that's just a matter of fact. I'm very proud of the fact that I can do that. But as I've talked about in the first 100 episodes, all that extra money, for the most part, you know, I'm going to save some, put it in my personal savings, but for the most part, that's going into business, that's going into bootstrap my whole idea and make this shit happen. I'm very excited about that. And so I'm doing my best right now to just keep all distractions to a minimum and just keep pressing forward. So it's kind of tough because sometimes I'll have interactions with certain people and I catch a glimpse of, you know, the quote unquote fun life of where people are just hanging out. They don't got much going on. They go to work. And then after they get off work, it's all fun. And, you know, and sometimes I think about that. I'm like, ah, man, I'm missing out, you know, but then other times I'm like, man, dude, no, I'm not. Because this whole last year of my life has been the most productive, the most growth induced, the most prosperous, the most amazing ass year of my life. And I don't think I hung out with any friends more than twice or three times the whole year. And when I say hung out, I mean do anything other than hit the gym or whatever. I think I went and got some food. Well, I don't even know what nothing rings a bell. I don't know. So, and that's just kind of the life I'm living. That's what I want. And so, you know, I think I've accepted and I'm okay with the fact that I'm just on a different path. And the people that are also on that path are few and far between. And so when I run into them, I'm just going to have to keep them. So not keep them in a weird way, but just, I guess, take note. You know, if it's me and I meet another guy who's doing the same thing, it's like, dude, we're in this together, brother. You know, you do your shit, I'll do mine, but I'll be supporting you. I'll be rooting for you from the stand. So I don't know. Just kind of talking out my ass right now. I'm very tired. It's like 10:20. This is 3 hours past my bedtime. It's crazy. 2 hours past my bedtime. But I'm not going into work tomorrow. Don't want to. I want to stay home and get crystal clear on the path to this house I'm getting, this townhome, and get crystal clear on all that. And then catch up on some shit because I haven't read the last 3 days. And I'm very disappointed in myself for that. I haven't done any kind of self-development as far as that goes. Nothing's been slipping by any means. Matter of fact, I've been doing a lot more extra, but I am hyper aware of when things could slip. And this might sound like obsessive behavior to somebody who doesn't quite get it. And I mean, I get it. But for example, if I'm, you know, changing my clothes and I am putting my clothes on the floor just to change them, if I leave them there when I know I could have picked them up, I'm like, ooh, shit, that's a slide right there. That's me acknowledging a mess, choosing not to clean it up and saying I'll get it later when I could just pick it up, put that shit away, fold my clothes, whatever. And, you know, I have been doing that. I've been great at it, but I'm just hyper aware of certain things. And I'll probably talk about this more in another show, but I go out of my way to pick up trash and shit on the ground. I pick up toilet paper on the floor in bathrooms. I wipe up water. I clean off mirrors. I pick up random pieces of wood in the shop I work at. I'll pick up litter in people's yards at working FedEx. I'll clean the trucks extra. And I don't do it for recognition. I don't do it to tell people I do it. I don't give a fuck. I do it because it's the easiest way to practice discipline. If you see something on the ground, you can look at it and mentally say, okay, that's a piece of garbage, I'm going to pick it up. And that's where it begins and ends. And then you can practice keeping your word with yourself. And that just built. It's so small, it's microscopic. But these are 0.01% wins. If you do that X amount of times every single day, that compounds. And then throughout the year, you just get exponentially better. So it's a no-brainer at this point for me. So if I see some shit on the ground, I pick it up, throw it away. And I've been trying to challenge myself. And this sounds so corny, dude, but I'll try to challenge myself. So I'll see something on the gym floor, a rag, or not a rag, but one of those tissues. I'll pick it up. And previously, I would try to locate a garbage can before I'd pick it up because I don't know where a garbage can is. Because some gyms, the one I go to on where at my job, there is not many garbage cans around. So I picked it up and I looked around, couldn't find a damn garbage can in sight. So I had to walk around the gym holding somebody else's garbage. Then I put it away. And whether or not anybody saw, I don't give a fuck. And you could argue that I'm telling you guys for recognition. I don't care. I'm just giving you a little tip, little hack or whatever, a little strategy to build discipline, keep and promise and continue to work on keeping your word with yourself. So very easy thing to do. And so I have no idea how I got on the topic, but anyway, back to what I was talking about earlier, went and looked at a place. I'm going to get that place. Mark my words, that townhome at such and such address in such and such city, Utah, that's going to be mine. I promise. So June 1st, I think, is the anticipated move in date. I don't know if it'll be exactly that date or not, but I'm going to have my own place yet again. It's going to be a great time. And maybe this time we'll buy furniture, because for the last few apartments that I've had, I haven't bought any furniture at all. Never owned a TV, never owned a couch. Don't know if I will this time, but it's a little bit different because I got family and friends and everything I know and love is here in Utah. So anyway, big day today. Big day today. Just made a commitment to move into a certain place at a certain time, and I'm going to work to make that time frame happen. Matter of fact, I'm going to share this real quick. I wasn't anticipating doing that until about mid-July, and I went in there and had a tour. I was just looking at everything, and the guy gave me the rundown on what to expect, what's you know, everything, and he said that they could hold it for me till June 1st. And the reason why I opted in for that is because they were selling up really quick. I watched the numbers go down and down and down on a day-to-day basis because I was looking at multiple apartments, just kind of seeing what was out there, and I noticed they were going down quick. So I scheduled a tour, and he told me that they could hold it for me until June 1st, which on the website was a month longer than what it showed. And so I thought, holy shit, okay, well, I guess I'll just commit and I'll figure it out because this is too good of a deal to pass up. They are also giving me a month free up front, and I'm going to split that across the entire length of the lease. So you take 1800 divided by 12, it's about 150 less per month on my overall rent. And so there's no way that I could pass that up. It was just a great, and they're brand new apartments too, or the brand new townhomes too. So I would be the first one in there, and nobody else has lived there before me. It's brand new. It's great. And so I'm very hyped about that. And so rather than being like, oh, I'm going to go home and think about it, I just was like, hey, I'm committing to this. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's do it. So got the paperwork, got all that shit sorted out. And now we wait. So 2.5 months away, we're going to have that. So about episode 75 days from now, actually, pretty close. So 78 days. So 78 plus 45, we got 153. We got 223, so episode 223, roughly, we should be getting my own place. So maybe 224, 225, 26. You guys hear that? Yeah, so episode 225, 6, 7, 8, that's the new apartment episode. And the new townhome episode. Anyway, I'm talking too much about nothing. So anyway, good night. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.